This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. President Donald Trump's proposed budget shifts spending from domestic areas to security areas. One of the programs that would be cut under the proposal is the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That money has been used to clean up polluted areas that they call Great Lakes Areas of Concern, preventing and controlling invasive species, reducing nutrient runoff that contributes to harmful blooms of algae. That's what led to Toledo's water system being shut down, and restoring habitat to protected native species. Here to talk about that are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us by Skype. Vicki, this $300 million to protect the Great Lakes is especially important to Michigan. A lot of the efforts to protect the lakes are based here. What's the administration's reasoning behind eliminating this funding?
I can't speak for the president. I haven't talked to him personally, but it seems like his agenda is to go back to simply basics, gut everything that's an extra program not mentioned in the Constitution, and to proceed from there. So he wants to shift more money to the military and gut all of these other programs that are so important for protecting the health, safety, and welfare of our residents. The Great Lakes watershed and the Great Lakes themselves are home to 20% of the world's fresh water supply. And we have a special obligation and duty to make sure that we protect this great worldwide resource.
Ken, protecting the Great Lakes has always been a bipartisan effort among the congressional delegations in the eight Great Lakes states. How do you think members of Congress will react to this budget proposal?
I think it's going to that part of it will be rejected. You know, the problem with the Trump administration is they want to increase military spending by about $54 billion, but they want to leave Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and those entitlement programs off the table. So you don't really have much elsewhere to go and get that money. But as you point out, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has been bipartisan, and I don't think that kind of cut's going to survive the legislative meat grinder. I do think Congress needs to kind of scrub that program a little bit because it's been a little bit of a catch-all. There's what I would call necessary and essential projects in it, like protecting drinking water, cleaning up environmental pollution. But then there are some other what I would call kind of good and helpful projects like pier and fish habitat and artificial reefs that probably aren't as important as others. But generally speaking, I think that restoration initiative is going to survive.
In Lansing, the House Oversight Committee has approved a bill which would forbid Michigan from passing any rules stricter than a federal standard unless the state can demonstrate there are exceptional circumstances that justify it. In the past, legislators of both parties have felt that since we're surrounded by the Great Lakes, Michigan has a greater responsibility to at least protect the environment. Vicki, what's changed?
Nothing's changed. In fact, this bill is a rehash of other similar bills, one in particular that the governor vetoed when I was in the legislature in 2011. And the language in this bill is very specific. Unless there is a clear and convincing need, and only if the federal government has required the state to set up requirements and rules, can the state then proceed with rules stricter than the federal government. This is very dangerous language, and it would eliminate our ability to really set up higher standards for ballast water and protecting the Great Lakes from invasive species. In addition, Michigan is one of the states in the Great Lakes that is part of the Great Lakes Compact with two provinces in Canada, Ontario and Quebec. And the Canadian government also participates in the funding programs for Great Lakes protection. And the Canadians are very concerned already about the move to start to defund some of these programs, which leave them as exposed to invasive species and destruction of a great habitat for them as it does for us.
Ken, given the current administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, it's likely environmental protection rules will be relaxed in many areas. What do you think of Michigan simply following the federal government lead in this area?
Well, the Republicans at the state level are kind of, from an intellectual and policy perspective, arguing themselves into a pretzel here. Historically, Republicans have been champions of states' rights. basically saying that the federal government is not the be-all and end-all of policy, and the states ought to have more authority. They're the laboratories of democracy, even when it comes to federal programs like Medicaid or welfare. And now all of a sudden, the federal government does seem to be the be-all and end-all of policy. So it's just, it's not a consistent argument. And like I said, it's, I would call it kind of an intellectual and policy pretzel they're creating.
That's Ken Sikkema. He's Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and served as a Democratic legislator. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Lester and Ken. It's been a good discussion.
Thank you.